living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So can phosphatidylserine improve ADHD in kids? You know, researchers have identified a connection between childhood ADHD and deficiencies in essential fats like the omega fats and phospholipids, and one in particular called phosphatidylserine. It's also just called PS in the industry, shows a lot of promise. So let's do this. Let's talk about what is phosphatidylserine and what are the benefits. What is the role of PS in ADHD? And then if we have time, I'd like to go into a Healthy Talk ADHD protocol. So first up, what is PS? Well, there's two components. There is serine, which is an amino acid, connected simply to a phospholipid. Now, phospholipids are what make up cell membranes. So you can imagine now that phosphatidylserine is a component of cell membranes. That's important. Ultimately, what we believe it does is it plays a major role in keeping a cell structured properly. And there's a connection, this is an important point, between proper structure and proper function in nature. When something is structured the way it's supposed to be, it can function right. If you destroy structure, you destroy function. So phosphatidylserine probably plays a really big role in structure of cells, which then ultimately allows them to function. Now, new research also shows that it could play a role in how cells communicate to each other. And that's important for many different types of cells, especially cells that are very active, like muscle cells and nerve cells. Now, your body does make phosphatidylserine, but not really all that well as a kid or as an adult. So we do get some of it from our diet as well. Fish have a decent amount of phosphatidylserine. But believe it or not, herring is one of the best sources, providing about 360 milligrams per 100 grams, which is a pretty large serving. And of course, getting a child to eat herring is probably going to be tougher than treating ADHD itself. It's also found in organ meats like liver. Again, getting kids to eat liver is probably pretty tough. But if you could, they could get about 200 milligrams per 100 gram serving. It is found in some red meat and some white meat, around 20 milligrams per serving. It's a little bit in dairy and veggies, but not too much, maybe about 5 milligrams. And so the point I want to make, because we don't make it that well and because there's not too much in our food sources, and since we're talking about kids here and ADHD and the food sources that do provide PS are kids really aren't going to eat them, the point I want to make is supplementation is really important. Probably about 100 to 200 milligrams a day would be a key level for kids with ADHD. Now, the benefits, most of the research started in memory. There was a study published in the Journal of Clinical Biochemistry and Nutrition in 2010, and it showed people with really low memory scores at the start of the study, they were found to have really experienced significant improvements in memory with around 200 milligrams of PS every day. So since it shows a brain benefit, specifically memory, a lot of researchers started asking, well, could this apply over to some behavioral issues with kids, specifically ADHD? Let me stop here for a moment. I want to take a little sidetrack here for just a second. The FDA recognizes the power of phosphatidylserine. They actually allow manufacturers to make what is called a qualified health claim. So you can on the label of a phosphatidylserine product, you're allowed to say, and this is right from the FDA, this is a quote, "Consumption of phosphatidylserine may reduce the risk of dementia in the elderly and may reduce the risk of cognitive dysfunction in the elderly." So this is good. I mean, this is the FDA recognizing a nutrient that has some benefit to memory, to thought process, at least in adults. And the question then becomes, does this apply over into kids with something like ADHD? So what is the role or the potential role of this phospholipid essentially in ADHD? Well, let me remind you that attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is the most common type of behavioral disorder in kids. It affects up to 10% between, 18 and younger, 10%. Now, and here's another interesting fact. Although the prevalence of ADHD usually declines with age. You know, some studies are showing that about up to 65% of hyperactive kids are still symptomatic as adults. So there is truly an adult ADHD form. Now, as I said, the good news is that researchers have noticed this connection now between ADHD symptoms and deficiencies in omega fats and specifically the phospholipids. And that's where the phosphatidylserine comes in. And the study I'm about to talk about here for a moment is, I think, really awesome because it shows that phosphatidylserine is better at treating the spectrum of symptoms of ADHD than drugs. Now, this was a small study, 36 kids, ranging between the ages of 4 and 14, and they were randomly assigned to receive either 200 milligrams of phosphatidylserine or placebo for 2 months. And the results showed that the kids taking the phosphatidylserine produced significant improvements in attention, hyperactivity, and impulsive behaviors, and even short-term memory. Again, this is really impressive. Granted, it's a small study. We got to start somewhere, but it's impressive because the pharmaceuticals, the psychostimulants, they got a pretty poor track record, meaning they can either treat in a child the hyperactivity part but not the attention part, or vice versa. Here you have a nutrient that was well tolerated and was able to actually treat the spectrum. It was able to control hyperactivity and the attention aspects of ADHD. That's better than most of these psychostimulants, which have also a whole bunch of side effects to them, which don't make them the best drugs for kids. Another study using phosphatidylserine was a combination study. This was published last year in the Journal of European Psychiatry, and they had a bigger study, 200 kids. All of them had ADHD, and they were assigned to 15 weeks of treatment, either with a placebo or a combination of phosphatidylserine, and I think it was 200 milligrams here. No, I'm sorry, it was 100 milligrams of phosphatidylserine here, plus a gram of the essential omega-3 fatty acid. So a really interesting combination here. Very simple. Study results revealed that the kids taking the combination experience a significant reduction in hyperactivity and impulse behavior, and also showed some really good improvements in mood. So what I really like about this, and what I find fascinating, is because you're giving the child a nutrient like phosphatidylserine that is impacting most likely two things in the brain. It's impacting the brain cell structure, right? Because it gets into that cell membrane, which means with a better structure, you're improving function. And then there's also a role, or at least it's theorized, that phosphatidylserine it helps those brain cells communicate better together. So it's a structure function nutrient. At the same time, it helps with communication between brain cells. And so the result is a larger spectrum of symptoms are being treated with phosphatidylserine than the standard psychostimulant drugs that, as I said at the get-go, have a lot of unwanted side effects. So what is my Healthy Talk ADHD protocol? Restrict processed foods. Right, we got to restrict nitrates and salts that you find in a lot of deli meats. No artificial colors or artificial sweeteners. Very bad for the nerves, especially as you're trying to develop. Limit the refined sugars. Leafy greens and dark fruits and veggies with each meal. About 1 to 2 grams a day of omega-3 fatty acids and 100 to 200 milligrams a day of phosphatidylserine. And you're going to treat a larger spectrum of symptoms. Pretty awesome stuff. This is Healthy Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.